At the end of the gospel reading today, we hear that the shepherds went forth after they saw the child, and they were glorifying and praising God. Now, it's interesting because when the angel first appeared to the shepherds, it was to say, "Glory to God in the highest." And the shepherds, of course, were terrified. Not because the angels were glorifying God, but because an angel had appeared. And now they had joined with them. Of course, we heard that the whole army of angels had also appeared with the one angel glorifying God. And now they understood why. And they joined in that glory as well. So we have to look then and say, well, if that's the case with the shepherds, and while we haven't had an angel appear or an army of angels glorifying the Lord, nonetheless, we have everything that has been passed down to us. We can ask ourselves, do we glorify Him? Certainly, when we pray the Gloria, yeah, we glorify God. But do we glorify Him by our life? Do we glorify Him by our speech? Do we glorify Him by our actions? Is the way that we live something that is giving glory to God? When we look at that first reading and hear that the goodness and kindness of God have appeared, then again we look at ourselves and say, is that what people can see in us? I heard somebody recently talking, it was a man who was a convert from Islam, and he was converted by somebody else who used to be Muslim. And he said his friend was always one who was ready to fight. He said, I've known him since we were kids. I knew exactly what buttons to push. He would always just explode and he would fight with anybody. And so he said he tries telling him about the Lord. And immediately this other guy decides, well, I know how to handle this. And he starts pushing all of the buttons. He said, and my friend didn't get angry, and he didn't fight. He said, I've known him since he was a kid. He has never, ever been this way. But all of a sudden, he had the Lord, and he didn't get angry, and he didn't fight. And it was seeing that change that happened in his friend that brought this man to conversion. So now we can ask our own selves, what do people see in us? Do they see somebody who gets angry a lot? Do they hear somebody who's using bad language? Do they hear somebody who's screaming and hollering? Do they see somebody who's out of control and just totally chaotic? At which point all we can say is what's on the outside is expressing what's on the inside. If we're supposed to be like the Lord, it should be goodness and kindness. That's exactly what we're told. But is that what comes out? St. John talks about the fact that the love of God has been made manifest. Is that what people see in us? So we think about all the things that have been spoken about what Christian people are supposed to be. We're supposed to be known by our charity. We're supposed to be known by our joy. We're supposed to be known by our goodness, kindness, our peace, all these kinds of things. Now, we live in a world that doesn't have any of those things. And so it's easy for us to get dragged into the way of the world. And unfortunately, that happens a lot to many of us. And we go around just like people who don't have any relationship with the Lord, and we're angry and we're ugly and we're making a mess out of everything. And we ask ourselves, wait a minute, if I have the Lord, why am I like this? Because I'm not looking at Him. Because I'm being more like the world than I am being like Christ. And so if, as St. Paul says, that the goodness and the kindness of the Lord have appeared. Why? He said, not by reason of anything we've done, but because of what he's done. But it teaches us, he says, to be able to live godly lives in this world, to be able to live a holy life. We have the Lord. We should be filled with joy. We should be filled with peace. We should be overflowing with the glory of God. Now, maybe you do that in your private life. I don't know, but I can say in general, I just haven't seen it. And I'm not pointing a finger at anybody else because I just have to look in the mirror. And I just haven't seen it in many people. And we have to ask ourselves why. If these are supposed to be the characteristic things of a Christian person, why aren't they there? What's going wrong within us that we profess our belief, but then when it comes to actually putting things into practice, it's not coming out the way we'd like it to? So again, something for all of us to be able to look at. There are so many ways that we have these days to get angry. Chaos is everywhere around us. Darkness is everywhere around us. And so again, it's easy to fall into that because it's all over the place. But we don't need to fall into it because we have the Lord who is the light. We have the Lord who is peace. We have the Lord who is goodness and charity and grace and kindness and all the things that we can say about him. And he dwells within us. So if we're allowing the darkness and the chaos and the anger and the hatred and whatever else into our hearts, we're pushing him out. Or we're relegating him to some little corner because we're allowing everything else to take over. And so if somebody who is a simple little shepherd can see that, and they walk away glorifying and praising God, and if somebody who is a very rabid, angry Muslim can turn around on a dime because now he knows the Lord, and suddenly he's not angry and vengeful anymore, how about the rest of us? So maybe we need to pray for that grace. Because again, the other, just a few verses before, St. Paul said, the grace of God has appeared. Maybe that's what we need to pray for then, for that grace so that we can actually live godly lives in this world. As St. Paul said, that's the reason why he came. So we look at that little baby, we have cause for rejoicing. We have cause for praise. We have cause for glorifying God. But God doesn't want just lip service. He wants our lives to be conformed to him. If that's why he came, is to teach us to live this way, then that's what we want to be about. It's not easy. But again, we have to remember, he didn't ask us for a bunch of easy things. He's asking us to be holy. That is absolutely 100% countercultural. And if all we want is to fit in, then we don't want Jesus. Yeah, we kind of want him for when we want him, but we don't want to live our life for him. That's not the way he lived, and it's not the way we're supposed to live. So let's reject the paganism of our culture. Let's reject the darkness. Let's choose the light. Let's reject the anger. Choose the peace. Let's reject all of this garbage so that we can live what it is that we're professing. We can be who we're called to be. That That's what Jesus wants for both you and me. It's not an easy thing for us, I understand. But with his help, and only with his help, because again, like St. Paul said, he did this not by reason of any good work that we had done, but according to his mercy. So let's pray for his mercy. Let's pray for his grace, that he will actually change our hearts to be like those little shepherds. They heard the angels. That didn't change them. They saw Jesus, and they were changed forever. And they walked away from that encounter with that little baby without a word being spoken. They saw, they understood, and they were changed. And they walked away glorifying and praising God.